This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Plans are being finalized for the Kentucky Farm Bureau annual meeting that's scheduled for December 1st through the 4th at the Galt House in Louisville. Second Vice President Sharon Furtress says it will be great to have members back in person this year.
It's always a fun week of activities with our membership, with friends, old and new, and we're just so excited to be back in person this year.
Furtress says a major part of the convention each year is the resolution process.
That really is a year-long process, but obviously it really culminates during resolutions committee and then again at the annual meeting when our delegates come together to consider those and decide what our priority issues are going to be.
She says one prime issue will be broadband across rural Kentucky.
I've heard a lot of folks talk about the broadband issue. 2 years ago, just before COVID came on us, and we were really pushing broadband across the state and able to pull a lot of key leaders together for that.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 11th through the 13th. Witness the bull riding, barrel racing, even steer wrestling. Friday's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night benefits the Horses and Hope Foundation. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo is just a part of the fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Learn about the country store and livestock competitions at LivestockExpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Farm Bureau Second Vice President Sharon Furtress says the pandemic reinforced the need for improved broadband.
All of a sudden, the coronavirus, we had never heard of that, and here we were needing that kind of access more than ever. So really, that has kind of been a gift for us to reinforce the need for that across the state, and it's really opened people's eyes, I think, to consider that as one of our very top issues.
She adds it's more important than ever for agriculture to be connected these days.
We rely heavily on technology and have for 10 to 15 years now. It seems like it changes every day, and it's just imperative that we are able to stay connected.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.